The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
Welcome to Webster Groves Health Radio. I'm your host, Matt Factor, from Factor Physical Therapy, that's located in Webster Groves at the corner of Watson and Laclede Station Road in Yorkshire Village. And I'm here with my co-host, David Factor. Webster Groves Health Radio will discuss health-related issues along with improving our community. We will feature different guests, relevant topics, and questions from our listeners. During our first show, we wanted to discuss physical therapy, which is perfect because my co-host is a doctor of physical therapy, Dr. David Factor. So David, let's get started. Who are physical therapists?
So I usually define it quickly when people ask me that question and say that we're just movement experts and leave it at that. But there's really a lot more to it than that. We're a well-established part of the health medical field, and our history can actually be traced all the way back to ancient Greece when Hippocrates used common techniques of massage, heat, and hydrotherapy. But over time, it actually grew and evolved, like most things do, all the way up to taking us to about 1916 when we had a big polio outbreak. And so as polio spread, there was a big need for physical therapy practitioners. And so physical therapists kind of came into their own and started to help these people who were suffering with this disease. World War I and World War II also helped shape the field of physical therapy, and we started to see soldiers coming back with devastating injuries, and programs had to be developed to help those individuals. And 1946 was another big transition where Congress passed the Hospital Survey and Construction Act, also known as the Hill-Burton Act. This increased the number of hospitals and in turn increased physical therapists. If I were to say how the American Physical Therapy Association were to define it, they have a very formal definition. They say that we help patients reduce pain and restore their mobility, preventing disability and in many cases, help patients avoid surgery. Physical therapists are also concerned with the restoration and maintenance of optimal function, and they also work with individuals to prevent loss of mobility before it occurs or by developing fitness and wellness-oriented programs for a healthier, more active lifestyle.
Okay, so physical therapy has been around a pretty long time. Now that we know a little bit about its background, can you tell us what physical therapists treat?
Sure. Physical therapists are concerned with conditions that affect the musculoskeletal system. Physical therapy can treat a wide range of conditions from back pain that typically presents with sciatica to helping an athlete recover from surgery. If a physician can't prescribe a medication to help solve your issue, or if you don't need surgery, usually a physical therapist performs the functions that bridge the gap between the two ends of the spectrum.
Okay, if I were looking for a physical therapist, where do physical therapists usually practice?
So physical therapists are found all throughout clinical settings, all throughout the United States. We're in outpatient clinics, hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, home health, fitness clubs, sports teams. They're also involved in research and education at universities and industrial and occupational environments. We perform many different tasks from cardiac rehab, orthopedics and sports therapy, neurology, wound care, lymphedema, pediatrics, vestibular rehab, ergonomic assessments, and industrial rehab.
Okay, so that's a pretty comprehensive set of skills that physical therapists must have. Let's just say that I was just injured. Do I first have to go to my primary doctor to diagnose my injury before going to your physical therapy clinic?
That's an interesting question. It's typically done through a prescription. So most people in Missouri will go to their physician, he'll go ahead and do his exam, and then he'll write a prescription for physical therapy if he thinks you need it. But times are kind of changed, and across the United States, they have different models. So we have a direct access model or a partial direct access model. In Missouri, we're dealing with a partial direct access model. So actually, you could just go right into a physical therapy clinic or call a physical therapy clinic and get involved in an injury screening. So at my personal clinic, we have free injury screening. So you would just call or come by, and we could go ahead and look you over, and it lasts about 15 minutes and it doesn't cost you anything. It's a great way to gain access to the healthcare system and to find out if you have an injury that requires physical therapy or if it would even provide you any benefit. Also, many physical therapy places will go ahead and contact your doctor for you and then have your doctor's office send a prescription over so that you can be seen there.
So I won't have to go to a separate visit for my doctor, possibly. He could just go ahead and the physical therapy clinic will contact them, and then it'll make it much easier for me to access it.
Right, exactly.
That sounds good. Does it matter where I go to for physical therapy?
The quality of therapy that you receive matters only to the degree that your health matters to you. Some conditions require little help and assistance, and others require expert guidance. It's difficult to know what area you fall in until there's a thorough exam that's been conducted. But expert guidance always matters when you're dealing with healthcare issues because there's so many different things to consider. So you want to make sure that you, if you're facing a difficult obstacle or if you have something that you're having trouble getting through, that you should see a professional, basically. See your physician, see your physical therapist. Remember, physical therapists are musculoskeletal doctors. So we specialize in things like shoulder injuries, back injuries. Basically, you'll see a lot of, oftentimes people think of sports as being related to physical therapy because it's easy to say, hey, there's an injury. I saw that guy get injured on the sports field, and it's easy to point at the injury. And then people are kind of like, okay, it seems to have logical sense and help people to know that that's a physical therapy issue. Whenever you get into neurological conditions or other movement disorders, then it becomes a little bit foggier as to how physical therapy helps you. At least that's how it seems to the general public. That's why when you go ahead and you access the healthcare system or you go in for an injury screening, a physical therapist is an invaluable resource because they can go ahead and tell you, hey, this is what's going on and this is what we can do for you. And here's a realistic timeline so that we can get you to your particular goals.
So different conditions that I might come in with aside, are all physical therapy clinics the same? Will they all treat me the same? Will I get the same amount of time?
So actually, the only thing that's about the same is usually the cost. The cost is about the same because it's fixed by the insurance industry for the most part. But the physical therapy clinics, there's actually a surprising amount of variability. And there's also a surprising amount of variability in outcomes. So you'll hear us maybe refer to that a few times throughout this talk, but outcomes matter because that's saying how good your patients are doing. So you definitely want to go to clinics that have good outcomes. You wouldn't want to go to a surgeon who has bad surgical outcomes because their patients aren't doing very well after having surgery by them. The same is also true in many different elements of the healthcare system. So physical therapy outcomes matter as well. So there is a surprising amount of variability between different clinics and healthcare facilities, specifically in regards to how the clinics are different. Most clinics are run where you have a physical therapist and they'll see 3 to 5 patients at a time and those clinics. And so their attention is divided. I know at my personal clinic, it's set up as one-on-one physical therapy. So different environments are important considerations when you have an injury and you're trying to overcome it. And obviously everybody's goal is that they want to be made whole again. So physical therapy can play a role in that. So you definitely want to load the deck in your favor and choose your healthcare wisely.
When coming to your physical therapy clinic, what should I expect of a typical visit?
Typical visits, most people will come in just like a regular doctor's office and they'll fill out their initial paperwork. We try to make our paperwork pretty simplified. So it maybe takes between 5 and 10 minutes and you'll describe what's going on with you. And then that information will be passed along to the therapist. The therapist will go ahead and examine your history, and then they bring you back, and we conduct a thorough head-to-toe evaluation or a specific evaluation of your particular body part that you're having a problem with. And then the therapist along with you, you know, sitting down with you, will discuss what are your possible goals, how your treatment can be tailored to you, and how you can achieve those goals under a certain time frame.
Oh, so there'll be just a specific plan that's made just for me that no one else can use because as it depends on the conditions that I have.
Yeah, each treatment is customized to the patient.
I come into physical therapy. How long is my visit going to take?
The typical visit is about 30 minutes. There are some visits where people come in and they have much greater need. So those visits can last up to an hour, but the typical length of the visit is about 30 minutes, and so that's probably what you should plan on. But to be any more detailed than that, then it would get into specific individual variability.
After my first appointment, then we've decided about when I'll come back to physical therapy. How long will my physical therapy treatment program last?
It could be anywhere between weeks to months. It's another difficult question to answer because it depends. I've had issues where a patient will come in and I can fix their problem in one visit. There are other patients who've had conditions for 20, 30, 40 years, and they've been in chronic pain. They've been seeing many different healthcare providers. It requires a multidisciplinary approach. Because of those type of patients who have a multifactorial response team and they have many different conditions to consider, or many different variables to consider, I should say, those people, their treatments can take a little bit longer in physical therapy. Most physical therapists are good about taking notes and kind of tracking progress. We have different type of clinometrics that we will draw upon to create a way to measure response and to, you know, basically get objective data. So we want as much objective data as we can. And using that data, we go ahead and we track your progress. That way, when someone is in therapy, we can say, well, maybe you're not better exactly at 4 weeks, but we know you're 70% better. So we should go ahead and keep with the same program, or, hey, we're not improving at the same rate. We need to go ahead and take that program and throw it away and come up with something new. It's pretty common that most therapists are well skilled in getting people to their goal on the right timeline, basically.
Okay, so interesting. So my program could change along the way. I won't just be doing the same exercises over and over again for, say, a 4 week period.
That's fair to say. Most people come in and the program starts to kind of evolve and take shape as your presentation changes in front of the therapist. So sometimes people come in and they say, hey, well, just give me 8 exercises. I'm going to work on these 8. See you later. And I discourage that typically. I usually start with a few. Let's see how your body responds to that. Maybe you don't need to be doing all 8. Maybe that's wasting your time. Maybe you only need 4 exercises. So we try to target the treatment and get people to their destination as fast as possible. Now, there are times when we give a few exercises and their body responds in a different way, and then we have to go ahead and change what we're doing. So we don't want to go ahead and get too far ahead of ourselves. So if I went ahead and I created a big program for you, and I just said, okay, start doing this program, and I'll see you in 4 weeks, you could come back with a myriad of different problems. Just in seeing people multiple times a week, I see many different interpretations of what I thought I said or what I thought I explained very thoroughly. And then the person comes back and we need to kind of go back through and either reteach or retrain certain things. Yeah, so kind of the program evolves as it goes.
I could be doing the exercises incorrectly and that could cause me to have a setback, or I might even be doing in the incorrect exercises or ones that could be actually causing a setback themselves. So I would need to see you more often in order to ensure that I'm actually progressing as quick as possible.
Right, exactly. So typically, here's the big answer in healthcare. Typically, more healthcare is always better. More opinions are typically always better, and seeing your provider is usually better. And you want to see them frequently. That way they can catch, you know, issues before they become small issues, before they become big issues, or big issues before they become untreatable issues, right? Basically, it's not, you know, it's pretty similar. It's not that different in physical therapy. Now, we're not talking about the same type of trying to control diseases or cancer like some physicians are doing, but we're talking about things that have to do with your quality of life. If it's very important to you to play baseball in college and you're having, you know, chronic shoulder problems in high school, then you'll definitely want to work with a physical therapist very closely to make sure that we can solve that problem and get it addressed for you ahead of time. If you continue throwing and throwing through the pain, let's say you're a pitcher and you continue to keep on pushing, because sometimes, you know, we have that old, you know, that old saying, no pain, no gain. Or let's just work through it. Or, you know, and athletes are, you know, they're committed to their sport and they're dedicated. And to be honest, I mean, nobody wants to be the one who is always injured. So a lot of times people try to work through injuries. And, you know, that's kind of an example where you wouldn't want to do something like that. You'd want to go get it checked out. You know, it's never normal to have pain. It's never normal to have to work through pain. There are some painful conditions that with your medical provider or your physical therapist might say, hey, you have to deal with this for right now. But over time, we're monitoring you and we're keeping an eye on you, and we expect that the pain levels or that things start to change. So even in that same shoulder patient, let's say that this person, you know, is a pitcher and they're throwing and they're getting a lot of shoulder pain and they come into physical therapy and we do a detailed exam. Well, it's possible that I go ahead and prescribe a few exercises, and now the kinematics in that person's shoulder, where the kinematics is just a fancy term for how the shoulder's moving, now it's maybe moving a little bit differently, or maybe we fixed one issue in the shoulder and it's actually showing that there's another problem in the shoulder. So it's pretty easy for different issues to pile on top of each other, and then they can compound the issue. And so really it's maybe 2 or 3 things that are causing the shoulder pain. And when the person comes in, all it shows is, okay, these things are painful. And then we start to fix one, and then we find out, oh, wait, we still had 2 other things that we had to address.
So yeah, I can see how it can get pretty complicated pretty quickly. I just wanted to remind our listeners that they are listening to Webster Groves Health Radio with Matt Factor and Dave Factor of Factor Physical Therapy. Now we are continuing on with our discussion of physical therapy. So let's say I've come into the clinic and I've had my first visit and now I need to pay. I have insurance. How much will this cost me and what are my benefits?
So that's always a difficult question to answer, but everybody asks that question. It's different for everyone. So even those who have the same insurance company, so let's say person A and person B, and they both have United Healthcare, both of them are going to have entirely different plans with different nuances and benefits. And I think that's probably also why, which is a different discussion, why there's so much argument about healthcare reform, because one person says they have phenomenal healthcare with United Healthcare, and the other person says, well, I have terrible healthcare with United Healthcare, so what do I do? There's a lot of confusion there, but basically when people come and they say, okay, well, I have insurance, you know, this should just all be covered, or however, it all comes down to the contract that you signed with your insurance company. So everybody either goes on to an insurance marketplace, or you call the insurance company, or you get insurance from your employer, and then they have a whole list of benefits that are included in that plan. And you're typically choosing different plans, typically different tiers, and those different tiers include different services. And basically you're saying, I'm going to pay this amount of money, and the insurance company is going to pay this amount of money, and that's basically it. As the provider, as the healthcare provider at our physical therapy clinic, we try to look up everybody's benefits and, you know, make multiple phone calls and try to help and support them and make it the easiest process possible. But sometimes there's just no getting around if a physical therapy, or I should say a physical therapy benefit from like Blue Cross Blue Shield per se, if they say, hey, we have a 20 visit hard limit, we can't beat that, we can't do anything about it. Now, we try to work with our patients the best we can. And that's also another reason why we set up our clinic the way we have it, is because we're trying to get people better as fast as possible so that they have remaining benefits and remaining visits, just in case something else should happen and you need physical therapy for that down the line. It ends up being a very individual answer, but we do recommend that you contact your insurance company to find out if you have a deductible, a copay, a coinsurance, and the number of visits that you have. We also do that on our end, and so we communicate that to you as well, but it always helps us and it helps you just to know from the get-go, hey, this is what I've got, or I've met my deductible, or I don't even have a physical therapy benefit. All of those things are valuable information whenever you come to physical therapy. And then obviously we'll do what we can for you to help support you, and so that healthcare remains accessible. We don't want it to be so complicated. So we're doing a lot of that for you at our clinic.
Okay. So how should I feel after my physical therapy treatment?
Well, that's another interesting question. So the results range from feeling like you've had a good workout to some mild soreness, or even some experience a significant decrease in their pain. I've even had people who've shown up in wheelchairs and walked out the door. Now, that's not typical, but it really kind of runs the spectrum. Typically, most physical therapy intervention involves some sort of exercise, and so you'll experience or see effects from that exercise. The exercises that are applied, basically the type of exercise and how it's applied, and then the time period for which it's applied for, all impact the body in a different way. And then it changes the body over time, right? We all know that exercise, not just physical therapy exercise, but exercise in general, changes the body. Well, basically physical therapists are using this powerful medium to try to change things for you and help solve your condition.
So that's good to know. So physical therapy treatments can offer immediate relief from pain. So that's useful.
Yeah, exactly. And also in regards to that too, I mean, there are some physical therapists who use exercise as a big part of their intervention. There are some physical therapists who use it as just one tool in their toolbox. There are some times in physical therapy where we have to employ different types of modalities. You know, like an example of a modality would be like electrical stimulation, or an ice pack, or heat, or, you know, those different types of things, laser treatments. All those kind of things are examples of modalities that physical therapists can also use for particular issues. I don't know if that helps to kind of explain the full gambit of, you know, what's available to you if you should need physical therapy.
Yeah, that is helpful. So are all treatments for the same body part the same? Let's just say I come in and my shoulder hurts. Wouldn't I just come to your clinic and you'd give me a pre-made list of shoulder exercises that I would then do?
Well, I wish it were that simple. I guess I wouldn't have probably had to go to school if we were just going through an encyclopedia of 20,000 exercises and we just went around and circled some of these and some of those and just kind of, you know, spit them all back to you and said, okay, here's some instructions. Go ahead and follow these instructions and do these exercises and presto, your problem's gone. Unfortunately, it requires a lot more critical thinking and problem solving to figure out exactly what you're doing for somebody. If I could take two different shoulder people and give them the same set of exercise, and one guy it's going to cure and the other one it's going to make them way worse. So it is important that it's specific. It is a frustration of mine that I see throughout the healthcare system when someone shows up to their physician's office, or they show up at a hospital or an urgent care, and then they just go ahead and say, okay, well, elbow injury, here's some stuff for your elbow. And sometimes it works out and they hit it out of the park and the person does okay. But unfortunately, a lot of times it doesn't really work out and the person either ends up with no pain or no progress, or maybe they just feel like that they wasted their time. I mean, what's the natural human response if you go ahead and you try something and you're getting more pain from it or it's making things worse? People are just going to stop doing it. So it kind of breaks down people's trust in the healthcare system because they've gone to somebody, they've said, hey, what do I do? You know, for this problem, you've said, oh yeah, here's a few things I'm going to offer you, maybe a medication, maybe we do an x-ray, I tell you what the problem is. Oh, and by the way, do some of these exercises. The person goes home and does them and they end up worse. You know, so great, you did 50% of a good job and then you kind of exacerbated the problem on the other end. So obviously, probably my view of it, since I'm a physical therapist, is a little bit more biased, but I don't see it that way. I see it more as I'm giving my expert opinion on it, and my expert opinion is that you should, you know, see somebody who is experienced in prescribing exercise instead of just pulling them off of a general pamphlet or whatever else, or out of the AARP magazine or something like that.
Okay, so then it just goes back to the point where it does matter where you go to for physical therapy. Because where you might have a shoulder issue, then maybe one physical therapist will give you a certain set of exercises that could hurt you, whereas the other one would give you one that could help you. So you really want to get it diagnosed correctly the first time.
Right, exactly. That'll save you time, money, insurance benefits, pain, frustration.
Will the treatment vary depending on whether I'm an athlete, a construction worker, or I just sit at a desk all day long?
Yeah, so I guess everything depends back on, you know, it goes back to everything depends on the individual and everything is customized for the individual. We all have the same goal, that they all share the same goal of wanting to get better, right? But what is better, you know? If it's an athlete who can still walk around but they can't play their sport, then in a way they have a functional limitation that is preventing them from doing that sport. So basically the physical therapist, if we're working with somebody who is an athlete, you would go through and you would start to address specific attributes that that player would need to be able to return to sport and not get injured. And the same is also true for somebody who maybe let's say they're a construction worker and they also have a physically demanding job. So it just depends.
Is there a benefit for me to see the same physical therapist each visit, or does this not really matter?
Yeah, there is a benefit. So the big thing at our clinic is continuity of care. So you'll always see the same therapist each visit. And because of that, it keeps your provider accountable and it also ends up in better healthcare outcomes.
Okay, what happens if you don't get physical therapy or after an injury or an illness?
Well, the results range from prolonged recovery to some sort of disability. It's pretty difficult to go into all the different scenarios that can result, and each one requires specific consideration.
Okay, that sounds very interesting. We definitely heard a lot about physical therapy today, from its beginnings to what it treats to what you should expect. I hope this answered some questions. If the listeners have questions, they can check out our website at www.factorpt.com or send us an email at info@factorpt.com or even give us a call at 314-778-9443. Thanks for joining us for the Webster Groves Health Radio. Join us for upcoming shows on Wednesdays at 9:30 a.m. and Thursdays at 2:30 p.m.